Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Something that I've seen on my travels quite a bit, Sue, billboards from Mike Kehoe. He is the lieutenant governor. He's running for governor. He joins us in the studio this evening to talk about some of the things that are relating to the governor's race. We're going to visit with Mike and have a conversation. Mike Kehoe, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. It's great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
I do see a lot of billboards. I think it's the electronic billboards. Right at 141 and 44 where I live, I get on that highway every day and I see Mike Kehoe, the true conservative for governor of Missouri. I think it says that, right?
The right conservative.
The right. Oh, see, I messed it up.
It's a little play on words when you say the right conservative.
It is. Let me start on that front. I want to talk about, you just got back from the border and we want to have a good conversation about that. But I'm curious about your thoughts because the game that gets played in politics quite a bit, and I'm not a big fan of it, is you're not as conservative as the other guy, or you're a rhino. So, look, your positions, and you and I probably disagree on some stuff, and I know you disagree on some things with the other candidates for governor, but I do reject the notion that Mike Kehoe is not a conservative, just so you know, and I hope that we can have a debate about maybe some of the issues moving forward.
Well, I 100% agree. I mean, it seems like we've moved to this, are you a conservative on a scale of 1 to 10? And that's definitely not how we move conservative values or the party forward. So I'm one of those people that is a business person, and my whole life's been built on relationships and how you build relationships with people. And sometimes you talk to somebody who doesn't agree with you. Maybe they're from the other party, or maybe they're from your same party. But you hope to get to a point where you end up with a conservative solution, and I think that's how Missourians win.
Well, because from my perspective, and I think you agree with this, you've been in the legislature for a while. You and I have talked about infrastructure issues, et cetera. You also want to get things done. And I'm fine with throwing the red flag on things that maybe conservatives should not be a party to. There's things in Washington that happen all the time, but there are the issues of governing, right?
Well, I tell people all the time, screaming is easy, governing is hard. And so if you want somebody who wants to stand up on the table or shout from the highest mountain how conservative they are, I'm probably not your guy. I'm born and raised conservative values. I'll never leave those. But governing is something you have to do to really actually make a difference in the state.
But let me talk about a hot-button issue, because this is just tricky across the country moving forward, and that's the issue of abortion. So what is Mike Kehoe's position right now on that particular topic?
I've supported every pro-life bill that has come across the legislature. I'm proud of our pro-life record. My wife and I have been involved in pro-life organizations for decades, pregnancy resource centers for decades. And I think that an elected official, one of the most important things you can do is speak for the innocent and the unborn who don't have a voice.
And I'm always pro-life. I explain it this way. It's just a personal thing for me. I was born in 1965. I'm just a tad younger than Mike Kehoe. I checked that today because I was looking at the bio. Not by much, though. But I don't know my biological father. And, this was before Roe, so it's easy that something else could have happened. I had a brother who was born hydrocephalic, my late brother Darren, and certainly some choices potentially could have been made with that. But I also understand that this is a very personal decision. Mike, I honestly can't believe that we're still in 2024 talking about it. I started doing talk radio back in 1992, and I would have predicted, and I'm very wrong about a lot of my predictions, that we're still talking about some of these things right now. That's a little surprising to me.
Well, I mean, I never met my father, by the way. So
I didn't know that.
You know, similar backgrounds growing up. But, you know, it's whole issue has really been brought forward, obviously, in the 70s when this was passed. You were a little bit younger than me, but we had the bracelets that we wore when that decision came down from the Supreme Court as a kid. And so it's as a practicing Christian, Catholic in my case, it's always been something we focus on is protecting innocent life. And I think that's, like I said, I think it's one of the most basic things you can do is speak up for those who can't speak.
Well, I want to talk maybe about a couple other issues, but Mike Kehoe, you just got back from the border. It's interesting. I was talking to my sister today. My sister is very Catholic. She's there with her priest. Her priest, Father Corey, this is from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Father Corey is a very smart man from this perspective, Mike Kehoe. He's a Cardinals fan. He's not a Cubs fan, so I support that. But my sister knows my politics, and she said, well, what's your opinion on this? And what I say is, I've only been to one third world country. I went to Honduras about maybe a dozen years ago. I saw people there that, you know, truly lived in poverty, right? No electricity, nothing like that. They were happy. The kids had smiles on their faces, though. It was amazing. So I understand the desire to make a better life for yourself. There's no doubt about that. I approve my sister going down there trying to do some humanitarian things, right? But on the other hand, this is completely out of control.
Well, good for her, and God bless the father who's a Cardinals fan,
right,
by the way. You know, there's savior yet. But we've been to the border twice, once for two different National Guard units in Laredo, Texas, and just a few weeks ago to McAllen, Texas, where our Highway Patrol is. And they're working alongside a Texas DPS. And we saw firsthand folks coming across the border. But you're 100% right. The really sad part about it is there are people who are living a horrible life in another world and want to come over to where there's opportunities here in the United States. And because we have so many coming across, not only illegally, but bringing substances across the border that are killing folks in the United States, including Missourians, we have to stop that, or at least we have to funnel it to a point of entry, a POE they call down there, where we can actually check the folks that are coming across and find out what they're doing, what do they have on their possession. You know, we had enough fentanyl come across in just 1 year of Operation Lone Star. They stopped 450 million, that number's correct, 450 million lethal doses of fentanyl. That's what they stopped. That's enough to kill the U.S. population one and a third times over. So stopping what's coming across our border is very, very important. It's sad because there are people that want opportunities. My family immigrated from Ireland back in the late 1800s. Everybody's family in this country literally probably immigrated from somewhere. And we do have a great country for people to be able to take advantage of a great free market democracy, a capitalistic system. But we got to keep the bad guys out. And that's just, this open border policy is just crazy.
And I think that, the issues are conflated from the standpoint that there's plenty of support for legal immigration. And, you know, I've used this story a couple of times. Was at Bush Stadium last year when there were a bunch of naturalized citizens taking the oath and proudly doing that. And the crowd could not have been more proud of them for going through that process. And I've had friends that have gone through that. But the images that we see on a daily basis have just been horrifying. And, you know, I think that there's a misunderstanding on our friends on the left with why someone in Missouri, we're not exactly a border state, and we don't have maybe the influx that other communities do. But people in Missouri still care about this issue.
I would argue every state's a border state now, Mark, because those folks are coming up into Missouri. In just 2023 alone, we had 77,000 illegal immigrants staying here, and taxpayer dollars were over $460 million going towards various services from education to health care, et cetera, for the illegal immigrants. Those are dollars that could have gone to our veterans, to our teachers, to back to Missourians. Pick a category. Every state is a border state. So getting that border locked down, the open border policy that our current administration have in D.C. is absolutely insane. And we absolutely have to move to change that. I think we have to move to a new administration to do it. That's my personal opinion.
So get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.